Governor Walker wants to change t-shirt licensing requirements in Wisconsin. According to the governor, he wants to create alternative pathways to allow a candidate with real-life experience to pass a competency test to gain a teacher's license. This announcement came yesterday as part of the governor's workforce readiness plan and will be included in the two-year budget proposal expected in early February. The measure has been criticized by the Department of Public Instruction and comes after State Superintendent Tony Evers warned on Wednesday of what he calls divisive mandates coming on public education. He sees those coming on their way. By way of full disclosure, my husband works at the Department of Public Instruction. Joining us now to talk about the proposed change to teacher licensing and the upcoming budget is Tony Evers, Superintendent of the State Department of Public Instruction. Superintendent Evers, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Excellent.
Well, in your annual State Education Convention address on Wednesday, you warned that divisive mandates for public education were on the way. Can you be more specific about what you're concerned about?
Yeah, well, I have to back up to about a 30,000-foot view of this. The concern I have about divisive mandates isn't necessarily the details of what's coming out, but the impact it has upon our 60,000 teachers across the state of Wisconsin. Now, here they are working their tails off every single day to have kids learn to their highest potential. And they, frankly, don't have the time to watch what the machinations are in Madison. And so they hear just bits and pieces. And, of course, first they hear, well, now we have this accountability bill, and we're going to identify schools as failures, and we're going to punish them by closing down schools and making them into charter schools or something like that. Pow. Then second of all, they come out and the governor and others start talking about, well, you know, this teaching thing isn't all that difficult anyway. All you got to do is kind of know content, and you really don't have to know how to teach. And boom, there's another. It's just this constant drumbeat of divisiveness that comes out of Madison, and I'm just hoping that we can find a way to pause that, to give our teachers a chance to kind of recover and move forward. This doesn't work to put our teachers in this position. We should be elevating the position, not devaluing it. And I think that's exactly where I have major problems with the governor's proposal here. Is it important for people to get content? Yep, you bet. But it's just as important, and that's what our per-present alternative program is all about. We have alternative.
And you're talking about the teacher licensing proposal now that's on the table that
yes.
says that there's Governor Walker wants there to be an alternative route that people who have what he calls real-life experience and I think a bachelor's degree could then get a license.
Right, right.
Specifically,
exactly.
What do you see as the trouble with that proposal?
The trouble is that, first of all, we do have an alternative program right now. We do look at life experience. We do look at different content areas. But we are also very specific in our alternative program that even while we do value life experiences, we equally value how to teach. The content isn't how to teach. Content and mathematics doesn't tell you how to differentiate for special needs students, gifted students, and so on. So they completely, essentially what this proposal tells the teachers of the state is, you know, it's not that important to know how to teach. That just comes naturally. Well, that's just baloney. So that's our concern. They've only got half of it right, and by intimating that you don't really know how to knowing how to teach is all that important, they're essentially devaluing the profession, and I think that's a significant mistake.
There are already alternative licensing provisions in Wisconsin for people with experience, but
right.
no teaching degree in areas like mathematics, science, English as a second language, special ed, technology. So isn't this proposal just expanding on something that's already out there?
It is, but it's expanding it in the wrong way. Again, my point is what it expands. It does exactly what we do now. It takes a look at what you've learned content-wise in an alternative program, but it does not do like we do now is look at how you teach. Teaching is not just some getting in front of a classroom and yapping and opening up your brain and saying, here's the content, take it. It's communicating with kids. It's all these other different things that are important. We measure that now in our alternative programs. They're suggesting that doesn't matter.
In your most recent budget request, you asked for $613 million in increased funds. Why do you feel that Wisconsin needs an increase that large?
Well, the percentage-wise, it's a pretty small percentage. It's barely above the cost of living, and in the past couple of bienniums, we have not fared very well as far as percentage increases in funding. And so, no, we're trying to get back to where we were a couple of years ago. Right now, we rate with some states like Alabama and others as far as the types of increases we've seen in the last couple of years. So it's not extremely large amount of money. The problem I have is that everything we've heard through back channels is that schools will be lucky if they get any increase, and because the state of the economy has put us in a position where there's not much money. And of course, we have to take care of transportation needs, Medicaid needs, and all that. So I think it's a reasonable request, especially given what's happened over the last couple of bienniums.
According to the National Education Association, Wisconsin ranked 19th in the country for money spent per pupil on education in the 2012-2013 school year, and that's slightly above the national average, just below Minnesota at 18th, which has been run by Democrats. Do you think it's fair to say, or would you say, that Wisconsin doesn't spend enough on education?
I think we need a reasonable increase. Of course, I believe the people of Wisconsin have supported public education monetarily. And you actually see that in the referendums that have passed. There was approximately 30 passed this last November under very difficult circumstances. And what that tells me is that people of the state are saying, well, if the state's not going to step up, I guess we will locally. And that's just not the state. The state has some financial obligations here, and we can't rely, our local school districts can't rely on local referendum to pass in order to keep the doors open. And on top of it, if we go to that place where locals have to continue to go to referendum to keep the doors open, there will be places that won't be able to pass them, and suddenly will have become a state of haves and have-nots.
An argument that Republican lawmakers make is that it's not really about the amount of funding provided, but it's how that money is spent. For example, Milwaukee Public Schools struggles with the achievement gap, but they have a higher per pupil funding level than a lot of other schools in the state, and a higher funding level than public schools in cities like Chicago and Baltimore and Seattle and Portland. How would you respond to that?
Well, first of all, it's difficult to compare states because different states have different expectations for the school district. Some states, the building of schools is covered by the state. So I'm not totally convinced that all those comparisons are accurate, but that's not all that pertinent for this conversation. But Milwaukee Public Schools have some, the kids there have significant needs, and to their credit, they're really, the trajectory of achievement has been increasing over the last couple of years, so I support their need for additional resources. And, you know, even with the resources they have, they have some extraordinary high class size loads, 30 to 1 and so on. So, yes, do I think they deserve at minimum an inflationary increase in their costs? Yes, of course I do.
Now, you said in that same recent speech that we talked about earlier at the Education Convention that you felt that Wisconsin had hit at a point, a sweet spot, you called it, between state control and local control. Mm-hmm. And you know, as you said, education is very much in the spotlight right now on lots of different levels, lots of different policy considerations. But if you had your way, what would you like to see Wisconsin focus on when it comes to education in the next budget in the next couple of years?
Well, I think what I'd like to have happen, and that goes to the point I was trying to make in that speech, is that we have reached a good place of equilibrium with the department and me personally with the school districts of the state, in that we understand the need for the state to do certain things. We understand the needs of the local school districts to do some things. I'm just concerned that continued activity legislatively is going to shift that balance to even less local control, and we can't have that happen. So my budget, I propose a number of proposals as far as changing the way we fund our schools. That's very important to me personally as state superintendent. Right now our funding system is completely broken, and the distribution of whatever money we do get is not fair, and we need to change the way we actually distribute the money we do. So that's a goal of mine. I will continue to fight for it. I think with so few resources available, it'll be a kind of a truncated conversation, but I think that's a absolute priority. A smaller budget number, but frankly very important, is money for English language learners, those kids that are becoming more numerous in their schools where English is not the first language. Presently, the state provides about 6% of the money for those programs. That's ridiculously low. We need these kids are the future of our state. We really need them to succeed, and they need some more resources for that.
Superintendent Evers, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, Veronica. Take care.
We've been speaking with Tony Evers, Superintendent of the State Department of Public Instruction. We've been talking about the news yesterday, among other things, that Governor Walker wants to change teacher licensing so that people with what he calls real-life experience can pass competency exams in order to get a teaching license. You can continue the conversation, share your thoughts over on the Central Time Facebook page.